chairs forward. There is a significant opportunity for constructive change to be embedded in the New South Wales disability service system in the coming years. Following the many achievements of the first phase of Stronger Together, there is anticipation of what the second phase will bring. The importance of services being planned and delivered in a way that enables people to live with maximum choice, flexibility and control over their lives cannot be underestimated. This is a goal that all disability services should strive to achieve as the priorities of Stronger Together Second are announced and implemented. The terms of reference for the inquiry asked the committee to examine the quality, effectiveness, and delivery of services provided, or funded by Ageing, Disability and Home Care, ADHC. Throughout the inquiry we were reminded of the enormous responsibility and important role played by ADHC in the coordination, planning, service delivery, regulation and funding of disability services. The services funded and provided by ADHC touch the lives of many people, both directly and indirectly, and effective planning is essential in ensuring that the system develops in a way that best serves the needs of these people. It is essential that the disability service system recognizes and supports the contribution of the numerous unpaid carers on which the system depends. There must be processes established to prevent carers from reaching breaking point before being eligible to receive support. While the move towards a person-centered approach to disability service provision is unarguably supported, there are still many people who do not receive essential planning, services, support, and quality of care they require. Unfortunately, there are many service users and carers for whom the current service system creates additional challenge, rather than helping to ease the burden these people face on a daily basis. I hope that the recommendations made through this inquiry can help improve the support provided to these service users and carers, improve the rate of compliance with the disability service standards, and prevent the situations we have observed from occurring in the future. On behalf of the committee, I would like to thank all the participants for contributing their valuable time and knowledge during inquiry, particularly the inspiring service users and carers who shared their often difficult experiences with the committee at the public forum. I would also like to thank the committee secretariat, Rachel Simpson, Emily Nagel, Kate Halljack and Lynn Reyes, for their efforts in managing the inquiry process and preparing this report. I also thank my fellow committee members for their efforts in examining the diverse and often challenging issues presented, and for identifying options to improve this vital area of service and support. I commend this report to the government, which is supported unanimously by the committee, and call on it to ensure that all disability services comply with the disability service standards, and that they are planned and delivered in a person-centered way. Ian West, MLC, Chair.